How do we know as teachers whether all that we're saying and doing is actually taking root in our students? Nowhere is this question more critical and more manifest than when it comes to developing leaders. How do we actually know if our students are getting it? According to one of our founding faculty members at the GCLI, the litmus test is the degree to which our students are carrying more and more of the critical work at our schools, so that we don't actually have to. They own the culture. In the following EDGE interview, we visit with Severn School in Annapolis, Maryland's Dean of Students, Chris House, who over the last several years, with lots of support in his school, has been building such a culture. Before we hear from him, however, and discover some of the things that he's been doing, we're going to visit with one of his students and listen to what she says about becoming a leader.
Do you feel like you, so you're a student at Severn, do you feel like you have a say in impacting how life goes here?
Definitely feel like that. I don't know where that comes from, where that feeling comes from, but I know students have done, last year we rewrote the honor code, so we now have a new honor code, so that was all student done. The Maroon Card system, we did that last year too. That was all student done and driven. Like, the students wanted a, not necessarily like a demerit system, but like a system where people were held responsible for their actions. And like, the students wanted that. That wasn't necessarily like a teacher driven thing. That's like what we wanted to do.
What does it mean to you, Morgan, to be a leader here at school?
I guess it's to be an example for everyone else and to like promote what Severn wants to promote, what their values are, what their morals are. So I guess to be like a leader by example, do the right thing all the time.
Is this something that you think you might take with you when you go to Carnegie Mellon next year?
I hope so. I hope to be a part of their community and not just like be there. I want to like help make an impact.
You've got some exciting things going on around here in terms of leadership. Can you talk to a couple of them?
When I first became Dean of Students, my biggest initiative was I felt like there wasn't enough in the hands of kids. I felt like the culture community was too adult-oriented. Mm-hmm. So we decided to basically figure out ways that we can put things, the responsibility of the school life in the hands of the kids. And the philosophy behind that is that the more ownership they have, the more investment they're going to have in school. I put in place a leadership conference that had been there in summers before, but now we kind of made it a little bit more robust, and it's over a three-day period. In the first year, we started small with just student council members and prefects. The prefects are seniors, 12 seniors that are basic. They have to go through a kind of rigorous process of an application and interviews and they're essentially the role models, and it's a pretty prestigious position in our school. And so they came for a three-day leadership conference, or what we call a lab, in August before school started. And the process there was to kind of learning the foundation of language and vocabulary that we're going to use as a community. And part of that is understanding that in our mission, leadership and the lifelong willingness to serve are part of what our mission's all about. And so it's within that language, our leadership definition for our school is be responsible for yourself, be respectful to others, and make a positive impact on your environment and your community.
So that language was always there.
It was pretty much there. We had gone through a three-year process where we kind of tried to flesh out what it is a Severn kid is, and the things that came out of it was that Severn kids are respectful. Severn kids are very responsible for each other, and that Severn kids want to do good things for their community. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what our definition is wrapped around. We're not trying to do something that we don't already do. The last day of the lab, beyond theory and beyond developing a vocabulary, shared vocabulary, is the kids themselves develop a theme of the year, and we call it an adaptive challenge. And they look at what our school is about, and they say, this is a major problem. And so through their different groups, so whether it's student council or prefects, and this year we added another year we added diplomats who are our tour guides and are in charge of the kind of the way our campus looks. And now we've added club leaders and multicultural alliance leaders and what we call community life leaders. So these kids all came together and they decide on what are issues that the school faces and how they can each tackle it. And then they create goals for the year and action plans for approaching these goals. And then they present it to me and the other faculty that are at the lab, and we kind of negotiate it and figure it out, and then we set forth. So an example would be, one year they felt community was going to be the adaptive challenge. They felt like, because our advisory system is 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, they felt like there wasn't enough interaction between grades. So they wanted there to be greater interaction between grades, and they wanted there to be a tighter sense of community. Yeah, they developed a minor infraction disciplinary system because they felt like too many kids were coming in at a dress code, and they felt like they weren't being held accountable. So they developed a system to hold those kids accountable, to let them know that teachers feel disrespected when they have to tell kids over and over and over again to get in a dress code, and those kids aren't getting in dress code. They feel like their words are falling on deaf ears. So they created public service announcement videos that show the whole school that were pretty funny, and then they created this maroon card system, and
we heard about the maroon card from Morgan.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. And so those kinds of things that in turn made the, and part of it too is that the kids developed the system. They felt it was important. It wasn't adult generated. It was student generated, and as a result, I mean, I've seen a shift where the kids are now telling other kids to get in dress code, which I don't think that happened before. I feel like the majority of kids are doing the right thing now, whereas I think before it was cool to be out of dress code. Now it's not cool to be out of dress code. I think by having an upper school head and an academic dean and a headmaster and then myself and then a group of grade deans and then a whole collection of faculty that buy into this, as a result, it's filtered down to everyone else. One of the things that we talk about is what is the plate? And I think I learned this at GCLI at one point where we talked about this, where teachers talk about, you're putting too much on my plate. You're asking me to do too much. And so we kind of have this exercise where, well, too much on your plate, what is it that you're actually teaching your kids beyond the content in your class? You're teaching them other things, so why not do it intentionally and purposefully? And that's kind of what we're trying to go about. And part of that is just using that language and understanding teachable moments. And, one of the things we started doing was giving what we call leadership cards out at morning meetings, where it's recognizing kids that are just living our mission. And so instead of there are always being negative announcements about, you're not, keep your backpacks out of the hallway or things like that, we're also recognizing kids for doing the right thing, finding $20 and, bringing it to the main school office, or holding doors open for people when they're going between buildings, things like that. Just small things, but it's encouraging the behavior that and the culture that we value as a school.
So structurally, at Severn, I want to just try to fill in the overview. You have a leadership lab that you do before school starts for your formal leaders.
And then we do one in the fall
after
the 9th grade kids are elected. And then I have the students that, the student council leaders and prefects who had previously been to the lab, help me run that for the new 9th grade leaders.
Great. And then do you also meet with these formal leaders throughout the year?
I meet with them once a week. Separately. So each group gets their own separate meeting once a week.
And when does that happen in your schedule?
After school. So the prefects meet with me Tuesdays after school from about 2:30. We have a period of time between 2:30 and 3:30, which is supposed to be for extra help or for club meetings before athletics start. And so Tuesdays I meet with prefects, And then on Thursdays, I meet with student council. Club leaders in the have advisors, and they meet. We try to have them meet once a week, but depending on our schedule, that sometimes it doesn't work. But that's why we also opened up this after school piece. So if it is something that they need to do, they can have those opportunities to meet.
And in addition to that, there is a leadership seminar that's being run.
Yes. So we have a program that we used to have a program called Life Skills. And we've gotten rid of that curriculum. We've put in place what we call leadership seminars in the sophomore year. It's a curriculum put together by myself and the school counselor. And so there's a little bit of sex ed in it. There's a lot of basically sophomore year curriculum is know thyself and understanding yourself. The junior year curriculum is leading others, and senior year curriculum is learning to let go and move forward. And so each of those classes will meet maybe 6 times over the year, and it's during a free period. And it is taught by either a grade dean, the head of upper school, myself, or the school counselor. And then we also do a leadership lab then in January when we come back from our holiday break to check in, reset our goals, understand that we have standards that we've set for ourselves, and then set forth on creating more action plans and readdressing the goals that we had. A lot of the curriculum and language and shared vocabulary and understanding that there needs to be a focus and starting small, all those things came from GCLI. The core element was, you know, how was I going to do that leadership lab in the summer? And that a lot of that was taken from the influences that I had at GCLI. And then the plan that I put in place was doing that and then trying to work with those two groups, the prefects and student council, that first year, meeting with them once a week, trying to give them reflections on leadership and emphasizing vocabulary and doing those morning meeting things that I was talking about. And every once in a while during morning meetings, I'll also just make announcements and I'll do a presentation about something, about some aspect about leadership that, again, that is reflective of our leadership definition, just to kind of keep that vocabulary and that understanding of who we're about as a community and a culture to the rest of our community. One is that we didn't have a gay straight alliance. We were kind of behind the times in that, and it was something that was, but for the head of upper school, myself, and many of the faculty and many of the students, we felt was missing from our community. And starting this year, we have it's called the United Spectrum, and it's basically our GSA, and the group has done an amazing job. They brought in a speaker this year. We created this banner where we shared in the understanding that we are a school that is accepting and open to all forms of diversity, and this was a movement by our students that was supported by our faculty in a very healthy way, and now it's something that was never really talked about at this school is now talked about openly and is embraced by our community. And I just thought that's a great example of, you know, students felt something was missing, made it happen, and it's happening, and it's a healthy embrace of that. Me is by putting things in the hands of the kids and seeing them take ownership over it, I'm learning so much as a result. Like, part of it is that I can't come up with the ideas and be as creative and as innovative as they are. And when they get together and the kind of energy they have and the creative juices they have flowing, you can see a school grow in ways that you never imagined it being able to grow.
Wonderful. Chris, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.